We're doing Dov's Minute on Parshat Me'alotcha. Good evening, everyone. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Me'alotcha, at the end of the Parsha, we have the conversation that Aaron and Miriam have about their younger brother Moshe. So Aaron and Miriam discuss Moshe's personal life, and they're concerned. However, their discussion of Moshe involves a certain reprimand of Moshe. They are slightly judgmental of Moshe's decision, and Hashem takes them to task over it. And so Hashem summons Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam out to the Ohel Moed, and then the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem ba'amud anan." Hashem descended in a pillar of cloud. Vayamod petach ha'ohel, and Hashem stood at the entrance to the tent. Vayikra, and Hashem called out, Aaron u'Miriam, Aaron and Miriam. Vayetzu shenehem, the two of them exited. I would like to suggest, based upon Rambam's Moreh Nevuchim, the following interpretation. What does it mean, Hashem descended? Hashem is not physical. So I think the pasuk is telling us that we live throughout our lives in this constant challenge of how close we are to Hashem. Hashem is a constant, and we elevate ourselves to connect to Hashem. Aaron and Miriam, the giants of Jewish history, the partners of Moshe Rabbeinu in guiding the Jewish people throughout the desert, they have spent their whole lives growing and connecting to Hashem. However, when they spoke ill of their brother, they descended. They were no longer on the level they had been on earlier. When one speaks badly of someone else, or when one does another transgression, one themselves is now descended. And so the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem." Even though ordinarily Hashem shouldn't have appeared to them now, they have to do tshuva. They're not on the level that Hashem should appear to them. Hashem, so to speak, descended. Hashem said, "I will appear to them nonetheless." Vayamod, Hashem retained that position, connecting to them. Vayikra, Hashem united. The term yikra means to unite. Aaron and Miriam, come as one out. I want to talk to you. And so now, vayamod, to a large degree, is a term of consistency. Hashem says, I am here now. So they come out, and Hashem tells them, Moshe Rabbeinu is different than any other prophet. You should have had awe not to speak about him the way you did. And after that speech, the pasuk says, Vayicharaf Hashem bam. Hashem's anger went out against them. Vayelach, and Hashem left. And perhaps the interpretation based on Rambam is that Hashem left, it means Hashem left them. And as the Medrash in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer alludes, when Hashem left them, so then Miriam should have dropped dead on the spot. And when Hashem left them, so according to Rambam, this would mean Hashem distanced himself from them. Hashem said, I brought myself down to talk to you, even though you're not worthy anymore after what you've said. And now Hashem pulls himself away from the two of them. In other words, Hashem says, now we're back to status quo. I just revealed to you what you did wrong and how you've pushed yourself down. Vayelach, Hashem, so to speak, removes himself from the picture. And so the immediate reaction is that Miriam finds herself blemished. Miriam has tzaras, Aaron has tzaras, and Aaron turns to Moshe and says, please, she's our sister, she's one of us. Perhaps Aaron was saying, we didn't say it out of cruelty, we said it out of love. And Moshe is appeased, and Moshe prays to Hashem, Hashem, please, please cure her. And when Moshe says, I don't bear the grudge, I'm willing to forgive, so Hashem says, okay, I too will forgive, and this is the route back for Miriam. Our sages say that all of Miriam's life, Miriam was ill and couldn't have children. And after she was cured, she became the most beautiful woman among the Jewish people and could have children. All her children came after this. And perhaps our sages were indicating to us that this break in her piety was a stepping stone for her to become even more pious, and all the greatness that would come out from Miriam came as a product of her fixing what she did here. As our sages point out, the kings of Israel from David down are all descendants of Miriam after she fixed what she did wrong here. She did tshuva, and when a person does tshuva, when a person repents, they end up even greater than they were before they fell. Shabbat Shalom.